And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
If you're into surfing and if you're into mysteries, then listen up. We're going to talk today with Steve Hawk, whose new book, first book, Near Shore, is going to be out soon. I'm Cindy Menzel. This is the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad. So you have been the editor of Surfer Magazine. You're an avid surfer. You've done so many things in life, and you've actually wrote a guidebook to waves or something about the ocean, I see.
It's a coffee table book that's mostly photos of waves taken by photographer friends of mine, and then I just wrote the text for it.
Sweet. Okay, so Near Shore, you wrote a thriller. Why the title and why the plot? Talk to me about Near Shore. This sounds very exciting.
Okay, it's called Near Shore because it takes place, most of the book takes place along the coast in the intertidal zone, which is also known as the Near Shore.
Okay.
So the book is one word, not two, Near Shore.
Got it. Okay.
I've been a surfer since I was young, over 50 years now. That's very close to my heart. It was my career for a while, as a surfer, but as a journalist. So I wanted to make sure that I wrote about a place I knew well.
What's the book about?
So the book is, the plot's, sounds a little goofy on its face, but I think it kind of works. It's about a California state lifeguard who covers the jurisdiction ranges from basically Devil's Slide to Pescadero.
Okay.
And it's about 20 miles full-time. He's also a peace officer. It turns out that the full-time state lifeguards here have to get trained as peace officers. They carry weapons.
Really? Are lifeguards carry weapons on the coast?
A certain segment of them do.
Yeah. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the only jurisdictions in the country where lifeguards actually are trained in to be peace officers.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
So he and his best friend surf around here a lot. They surf alone in big waves. This guy's also a former pro surfer, the character. And then his best friend is a professor at Stanford Business School. The best friend stumbles upon this plot that's happening inside a giant tech company. The best friend dies in a mysterious boating accident. And the protagonist, whose name is Palmer, he's the godfather of the guy's son. He ends up becoming the son's guardian, who's a teenager, which complicates things.
Of course.
And then one of the professor's doctoral students, who's also realizes there's this nefarious conspiracy going on this tech company, connects with Palmer, and then the three of them, the kid, the student, and the lifeguard, start to try to tell the world, hey, we think that this company is responsible for a series of small nuclear bombs that are being set off around the country.
Wow.
Because you learn pretty early, I'm not getting too much away here, that the guy, the crazy billionaire who owns this tech company, wants to scare the country so that they will rally around their autocratic president.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds too real for right now. So you mentioned Palmer. I'm understanding there are a lot of local folks, so Palmer for one. So local references. Talk to me about what local references, people, places, things did you use in your book? We locals were going to buy this because it's you. You're from El Granada. You've been there for 26 years. So what can we expect to see that we're going to go, oh, I know where that is?
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of local references throughout. Many of the scenes take places that I've hiked and surfed at or explored. There's a scene involving the Dream Machines show. There's scenes at the harbor. There's scenes involving the radar dish above the harbor. there's a scene down at Bean Hollow. There's scenes. Tunitas weighs into it heavily. San Gregorio, Pomponio. The whole coast is in it. Kind of sidebars is that Palmer is the son of a farmer who's kind of loosely based on a friend of mine who farms down in the Pescadero, San Gregorio area. So there's a lot about the origins of the farming community here as well.
Well, that's very fun.
It's very, very much a local book. Yeah.
So you've been a writer for a long time, as I have been as well, and we both wrote nonfiction. We wrote news. Mm-hmm. And so you said before you wanted to write something that would move people. So talk to me a little bit about writing fiction and then going to this nonfiction, and what prompted you to write the book in the first place?
Well, to answer the first part of that, I'd been a journalist for a long time, and I've also been a big fan of good fiction. The difference there is that it's, if you really want to kind of make people feel something in a story, it's pretty hard to do with nonfiction, because the way that you actually reveal character, a protagonist or anybody, is through their behavior. And, you know, there's this whole adage of you show, but you don't tell. You know, you have to show someone being brave. You can't tell people that they're brave.
Right.
Exactly. You have to show them being funny. And in nonfiction, that's hard to do, because you have to spend hours and hours and hours with someone in order to get those moments where you can reveal their character.
Right.
Whereas in fiction, you can just make it up.
True that. True that.
And so, but based on, you know, real emotions that I've witnessed or experienced in my life.
Sure.
So that's one of the big things. And that kind of emotive power, I think, happens on a subconscious level. You don't want people to actually know why they're feeling something. You just want them to feel it.
Right. Okay. So this is very exciting. So August 18 is the launch date. And locally, for us locals, we can get it where?
Well, Inkspell Books is kind of the bookstore of choice locally. Cindy there has graciously agreed to order a bunch of copies, and I will sign them there at the store so you can get autographed copies there. She'll also mail out autographed copies to people, although I think anyone within earshot of this radio show can just walk or drive over to the Inkspell.
That's true.
But you can also order it online.
Okay.
I like to steer people towards local bookstores.
Yes, yes, that's nice. And we have Coastside Books as well.
Coastside Books as well, yeah. I hope they'll cover it.
Or
carry it. Yeah.
And then you have Steve, the website, if you want to go and find out more about Steve, which I would encourage you to do, by the way, stevehawkauthor.com, correct?
Right.
And it's Hawk singular, not... You up, and there's a Hawks and a Hawk, and you're the single Hawk.
Singular.
This book sounds really good, and I'm going to suggest you at least check it out. You talked a lot about surfing, and this does a lot. And we haven't done a whole lot about talk about surfing. And you had said that you were amazed at how much surfers need to know about the ocean.
I think the one thing I try to get across in the book is how the way that waves work is it's very complicated. There's always in the ocean at any given moment, there are always swells of different periods and direction. And being able to read that in order to put yourself in the right place at the right time to catch a wave takes a lot of experience. And I've written and talked about this before in my life at Surfer Magazine, which is, I don't think that surfers will ever get the credit that they, not necessarily that they're due, I guess,
mm-hmm.
For their knowledge of how that near shore zone works. Because that's all happening, again, on a kind of a sublingual level. You know, I've been in the water with people who are new to it. They can't figure out how I know where to go to catch a wave. Because I can just tell, well, this thing's doubling up. It's going to move inside. I need to move 10 feet closer to shore if I want to get into the spot to catch it. You just kind of see all that stuff happening, and that just comes with experience.
Well, I will tell you that even watching surfers, and don't know anything about surfing, but I always marvel at how they place themselves and how you know when the wave is coming and how you know when it's going to be a dead wave and why didn't they catch that wave and what are they waiting for? So knowing that about...
And it's the kind of thing where that's kind of a challenge for me, because in order to describe that, I thought about, you know, it's embedded in my mind, like I said, in a sublingual way. But to put it into words for people who don't surf is a challenge.
It is. It would be a challenge. Yes. Okay. Well, again, Near Shore is Steve Hawk. It's his first. It's his premier novel, and it'll be available. It's available August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can pre-order now.
You can pre-order.
Inkspell or any online.
Inkspell. And stevehawkauthor.com is the website. Steve Hawk, thank you very much for being here. This has been the KHMB's Feature Story of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks once again to Cindy Menzel for our Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.